Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Interesting night, night one. Jets lost.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaker, too. The last 3 minutes at...
Tyler Bozak from Regina, who's been on Sticks on Rose, scored the goal to win it for the Blues. That young goalie, that Binnington guy for the Blues.
Yeah.
Early in the year, they wanted to send him down to the East Coast League, and he refused assignment. Mm-hmm. So then they had some injuries, so they kept him, and then he rattled off 5 straight shutouts. And then he stayed with the team, and now he's their goalie for the playoffs. And at the end of the game, did you see any of the game?
I watched the last
10 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, when he dove across, like when he did the splits across and made that pad save, great save. That's awesome.
And I got to give the Winnipeg fan base credit. They're amazing.
Well, they got nothing else there. What are they doing? Like, serious. It's either meet with your parole officer or go to a hockey game.
But it was a good game, right? Like, it was fun to watch.
Well, yeah, it's always nice to be out of jail for three hours. Fresh air! Fresh air!
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What a night of hockey last night.
You know, and it's a lot of different storylines, too. Different things going on. I know that Columbus was the real eyebrow, the one that raised a lot of eyebrows around the league because they're not expected to beat Tampa. Tampa tied Detroit for most wins in a regular season with 62. And Columbus was losing 3-0 at one point, 3-1 after two periods. But then they went into the locker room. And I love social media. Mm. I love, like, all the team's Instagram accounts and stuff because they do a lot of behind-the-locker-room-doors stuff.
Yeah.
John Tortorella, who looks like Fonzarelli from Happy Days, he's been on TSN.
Yeah.
Love him or hate him. But he had a fiery speech in the second intermission that got his team fired
and
he's
up. Very eloquent with his words,
he is.
With the effins.
Forget about skills. Forget about X's and O's. It's a mindset of believing. It's amazing what can happen. So you stand in there. You stand in there, and you don't take a backward step. Not for a second. It's a great opportunity to stand right face to face with him and go right to him. There is no one taking a back step here.
Yeah, I gave the same speech to a Pee Wee hockey team once. Yeah. And
they took a backward step to the popcorn stand. Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
So anyways, that was a great speech, and they did do exactly what he wanted. They went and stuffed it right in Tampa's face. And then before the playoffs, I talked to our friend of the show, Jordan Eberle, because Ebbs had only been to the playoffs once in his career, and it didn't turn out so well with Edmonton, and that's why he was shipped out. So, you know, he had a great night last night, a goal and a helper in the game.
Right.
Well, I think for sure that the intensity of the game ramps up. I mean, obviously, I hadn't been used to that, just never being there. But I think that's one thing for sure. And, you know, just experience. I think the only way you're going to get that is going through it. So I've been through it now. I've been through a couple of rounds. And, excited to get a new shot at it.
Did you watch that Islander game at all?
No, I barely watched it.
You talked about the Jets' intensity. Yeah. Was it loud? They were in their old rink back on Long Island there.
They were
all over the Penguins, and he had a great game. Like, he's talking about how the Edmonton series there last year, he didn't know what to expect, and he wasn't ready for the challenge.
Right.
He was ready last night. Look good. I texted him after the game. I said, attaboy, one snipe, one apple. Must have been Sticks on Rose. He goes, yeah, you and Chad can use that lame joke again. So.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, the Wolf.
There's a move between Ross and Vic, so it's kind of getting a little scared on the ring road, so just be careful.
Between Ross and Vic now?
Yeah, it's on the ring road now.
Yeah, I heard it was hit, like it was injured.
Oh, he looks mad. Like, he was running, so he just crossed the ring road. So just a heads up.
Ooh. Yeah, no kidding. You don't want to hit a moose.
No, I ride a moose, but I'm not going to hit a moose, right?
So Canadian.
I'd ride a moose to the drive-thru to get my maple dip bites. I'll tell you that much.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
104.9 The Wolf as we continue our riveting coverage.
Moose Watch.
Yes, our crack team of imaging specialists got to
Are there multiple mooses? Or meeses.
Well, I'm hearing of multiple meese.
Yeah, like there's a moose apparently on the ring road between Ross and Vic.
Yeah.
And now somebody says, I'm not sure if it's the same moose. I just heard about I just drove by a moose 5 minutes ago, a younger moose near 10th Avenue and Park just north of Ready Bake and the Leader Post. So
there's one at Vic
and Ross on the ring road.
All right.
And then one around Park Street there, Leader Post.
I'm very confused.
Or is it the same moose? And what I'm confused about is if there are multiple moose, is it moose, mooses, or meese? Like, what is it?
I believe it's moose. Because, I think it's just moose.
Because goose, it's geese.
Yeah, no,
so
no.
Moose is a
but
meese?
I don't think it's the same.
Geez, no wonder foreigners have a tough time picking up the English
it's
language.
It's a very Canadian problem to have where you don't know goose, geese, or moose and meese.
It's very easy
like
to
tooth
tell.
Or teeth.
It's very easy to tell the difference between, I think, a young moose and an older moose.
Because
the young moose is probably smaller, right?
I would think. Could
somebody clear this up for us? Well, no, but I mean, not all babies are the same size. Like, some babies look a little bigger than, like...
I get it, but I'm not sure moose are the same. So, you know, we're not specialists on this.
No, we're not. In fact, when we set our budgets
for... One second. I've been told I need to play this every day.
Moose walk!
Just so people are up to date on what we're talking about.
As you can tell by that, when we set our budgets here at Harvard Broadcasting, we talked about a chopper for traffic. Mm. We never had anything about moose in
the
budget.
We did not know that meese would be roaming the streets
meese.
Like
Is it
this.
Meese?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going with, yeah.
Moose walk!
Hey, can we get that changed? We need that to meese watch.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We can't quite figure it out, so...
Meese watch! Moose is watch.
So we don't know what to do there, but we'll tell you that there are multiple
mooses. Mooses.
Multiple mooses.
Meeses.
Spotted in Regina. We heard there was one at Vic and Ross. No, that doesn't make sense.
Vic and Ross. Between Vic and Ross. Oh,
between
on the ring road. Like, on the ring road there.
Did I say Rick and Voss? I just did.
Rick and Voss. And then sounds like a good rock star. Right?
Continued coverage of
Meese watch.
Yeah.
Moose's watch.
You know, this is big city radio right here.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We can't figure out the moose or meese thing.
I just checked it. Moose watch. So, Moose watch.
Okay, so here's where we were told there's a moose, a young moose, on. Like by the Leader Post building in Ready Bank on Park Street, okay? Then we're told there's a moose on the ring road between Ross and Victoria Avenue. And then I just got a text from Mike and Christina. Christina Stamen from the Dairy Queen out there at Emerald Park, White City. She said, "Morning, guys. There's also a moose in the ditch by the White City overpass. He was laying down and a highway truck was parked in front of it." Uh-oh. So we have a bunch of mooses on the looses.
That's right.
Moose watch.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, the Wolf.
Hey there.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just listening to you guys.
Who's this?
Rob.
Sounds like we're really whipping you into a frenzy this morning.
we're getting there. We're getting there.
Rob, have you seen any mooses out?
Not lately. No.
How about meese?
No, I haven't seen any meese either.
Don't you think the plural of moose should be meese?
Oh, it would make a lot of sense, but a lot of English doesn't make sense.
So, what you're going to do now is get a square 13 in our Easter drop brought to you by Mazda. So, we're going to put these baby chicks on a bingo card, and if they crap, one of them craps on your square. I know, riveting, isn't it?
I'm used to getting crapped on. So.
Well, we
don't need to know what you pay for in the midnight hour.
Not so bad like that. Come on.
Anyway,
so if one of those little chickens craps on your square, guess what? It's gonna pay off for you. Tell them, Chad, how a chick crapping on a square pays off.
All right. Hey, if the chick craps on your number 13 square, you will be off getting the ultimate wolf experience to Godsmack at Volbeat at Sastel Center May 5th with accommodations at the Delta Saskatoon downtown and a $250 gas card from Sherwood Co-op. Again, it is the Regina Mazda Easter Drop.
Sounds like a good plan.
Wow. Well, contain your excitement.
I'm sorry. I built that up a little too much.
I'll be more excited if I win.
Hey, good call.
Good call. I like that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, the Wolf.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I need your help.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. I need tickets for Volbeat Godsmack.
Don't we all?
Well, we do.
No.
You know what the craziest thing is? What? Luckily, there is a website called Ticketmaster.ca.
But you
now,
know
if you
what,
go
Mike?
There, no, hold on.
Just
if
wait,
you go there,
just wait. We're explaining.
You should
something
have
to you.
A multiple selection of seats at your. You can buy them at your will.
Yeah, they have a thing called a credit card now. What you do is you enter your number.
You know, if you hear my story,
okay.
What's
your story?
Yeah, well, it's my husband's birthday on May the 5th, same day as the concert. Yeah, they are his absolute favorite band, and it would mean so much more if it came from you guys.
I agree. And you know what's really funny is the fact that he now knows his wife is too cheap to buy him tickets for his special birthday. Yeah.
Well, he already knew because he's sitting in the passenger seat while you're driving telling us this. Honey, phone him and say I want tickets.
Tough crowd this morning.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Tailgating is a party before a football game or whatever. It doesn't have to be just football. But, you know, they sit in the parking lot. They all sit on the tailgate, you know, barbecue, drink some beer, that kind of stuff. It's legal in the States. In the NFL, they do it. Ontario, it's about to be legalized. But here in Saskatchewan, they're kind of throwing it around. What do you think? Should tailgating be here before a Rider game or something like that?
You know, I know we have a party in the park set up there, and they do put on a good presentation before the Rider games. And they just announced yesterday they're going to have like an 80s night and a country theme and a bunch of stuff going on there. But I really believe you should have tailgating. I believe in this day and age, they got to find ways to encourage people to come down to the games. Because of the big screen TVs, your own bathroom and stuff, all the games televised, it's harder even for the NFL to get people to come down to the games. So I think here, we're going to have to look at it's got to be an atmosphere. They're going to have a DJ this year. So I think you got to take that next step and get the young millennials down there and get people involved around the game. It's a whole celebration. It's not just about going to the game or watching the game.
It'd be interesting to see how they would do it here because they've really tried to get people to take the bus to the games and take public transportation.
That's true.
You're not going to have a tailgate to party on.
That is very true, yeah.
So I don't know how they would work that out at a Rider game. But, I mean, I could see a lot of people doing this at Rush games, too, in Saskatoon.
It's a way to make money because I know when you go to the NFL, you pay a premium for the spot you get for the year. So it's like you got season tickets, and then you pay a lot of money for parking, but then you can get two or three stalls.
Oh, I understand.
Block it off and get it like a big tent and stuff.
Where do you think we should go with this in Saskatchewan?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
104.9 The Wolf. Imagine this. It's Rider game day. And you can head down early, hang out with your buddies in a parking lot, and tailgate. Well, you can't do that now. It's illegal. But they are throwing around the idea. You hear about it every now and then. So we're asking you, should tailgating be allowed in Saskatchewan?
Getting a lot of good reaction on our Facebook page. Michelle Pine, drinking and driving, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
Ashley Denevy says, it would never be allowed in Saskatchewan. Fun thought, though. Danielle Hunter, we have a big enough problem with drunk drivers. Why encourage it by making them start drinking around their vehicles from the start?
And that's what I kind of think, too. It's like, you know, in this province, there are certain things that we're bad about, and that is drinking and driving. And I think until we get better at it, you got to earn that you can, you got to show that you can do it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like my daughter. She wants a cell phone. Well,
but is drinking...
I think she's going to lose it, so I don't want to buy it for her. She hasn't earned the right to have it. I don't think we've earned the right to have it.
I'm not outright dismissing what you're saying, but do you think drinking and driving is any more of a problem than Kansas City, Missouri, or Minnesota, where I've been for a game and they've got...
Yes.
Really?
I think it is, yeah. I think statistically it shows that we have a higher occurrence of drinking and driving in this province.
Paul McDonald says on our Facebook page, I've been to many a tailgating situation in the U.S. It's really not about getting hammered. The main problem here is the lack of parking around the stadium.
But it kind of is about getting hammered. I mean, for maybe not for you, but for a lot of people it is. Although Mo Moore says this, as a non-drinker, I would still love to see this. It would be awesome to get out with fellow fans and get fired up for the game. And you would hope that's what it's about. But again, in Saskatchewan, in other places, it may not be about getting hammered. In Saskatchewan, unfortunately, I think, personally, that it will be about getting
hammered.
I've
been to a couple of NFL games, and the one I was in Minnesota at, they block off two or three stalls. They have a TV set up so you can watch other games. I know there's more games in the NFL.
Yeah.
They cook stuff, but they have a designated driver there. So in their group, for that game, that guy's the designated driver.
I like to think we'll be like that here, but I don't think we will. I can't see it. So I think until we show that we've earned it, We can't have it. But that's, again, my opinion.
Yeah.
And plus, I don't care. I've got the party in the park to go.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.